Hello, I'm John Winkleman. I'm your coach for today, and we are going to talk about grief and loss. In roughly the middle of the English Bible, we find the book of Psalms. This book is filled with 150 songs used by the nation of Israel in their praise to God. These songs, referred to as Psalms, are famous for their honesty and raw expression of emotion. Let's read the first four verses of Psalm 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength. These verses give us an idea of what this psalm contains. It is what is called a lament. The author is crying out and lamenting over the trials and difficulties he has faced. While he never states exactly what he was going through, we do learn in the rest of the psalm that his friends had abandoned him and his difficulty had been a part of his life for a number of years. There is an important lesson we learn from this psalm, and it is right at the very beginning. The author writes that he cries out day and night before God. He asks that his prayer would come before God. He opens the door of his grief and pours out his sorrows and cares to the Lord. It was just over 8 years ago that I got a call from my brother telling me that his daughter, my 3-month-old niece, had died. The seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, and months that followed were extremely difficult for my entire family. You see, that niece would have been the same age as our own child that had died in the womb in what is commonly called a miscarriage. Grief piled on top of grief. In the car on the way to see my brother and his family, I yelled at God. I have to be honest with you, I was angry. I was furious, in fact. The miscarriage I just mentioned was our second. I have 2 children in heaven. I have a nephew that was stillborn. And then to top it off, my little niece dies. I didn't understand what God was doing. I didn't understand why God would allow this. And so, like the author of this psalm, I cried out to God. I cracked open the door of my grief and poured out my pain and sorrow. I yelled to God, "How many of our kids are you going to take?" And inside my heart, the Holy Spirit whispered his reply, "John, your children belong to me." That understanding changed my life. It changed my parenting. Had I never expressed my grief to God, had I not opened the door of my grief, I would not have had God's answer. The authors of the Psalms cry out to God because it is only when we express our grief and pour out our hearts to God that we are open to his answer. If we keep our hearts locked tight, if we refuse to feel and refuse to speak in our grief, we lock our pain inside and nothing can get in. We have to open the door. We have to allow our grief to come out. Share it with God. Share it with trusted friends. Let the grief out. When we do, God speaks into our pain with exactly the words we need to hear. Open the door of grief. Pour out your pain to God. He can take it. He will bear it. He will bring comfort.